Episode 11. What's your next? While working on this audio guide, I was interviewed in a podcast. The interviewer asked me, how can people keep their perfectionistic actions and push for achieving more and more in check? This episode is a response to that question. To start, let me share a brief story with you. After reading the final version of the manuscript Acceptance and Commitment Therapy for Perfectionism and High Achieving Behaviors, the book that this audio guide is based on, I felt a mixture of sweet and sad feelings. Sweetness because the topic of perfectionism means a lot to me. Sweetness because every book I have written honors the hours and hours I spend working with my clients, chatting with them, and always doing my best for our work to be impactful in their lives. Sweetness because making ACT skills accessible and applicable to fear-based struggles is at the heart of what I do. There was also some sadness because this project was done. I no longer had random thoughts about the structure of a chapter or the main idea of it. I felt sadness about not sitting in front of the laptop to write. I no longer have interactions with my close friends asking them if a particular idea made sense. I no longer had exchanges with clients about the different micro skills I was writing about in the book. But then, these feelings slowly morph into a rush feeling that moved throughout my body, up and down. And with this rush feeling, my mind started asking, Patricia, what's next? What are you doing next? What's your next project? The question of what's next kept coming with this rush feeling, whoosh, whoosh, as if I have to do something about it right away, as if I cannot have downtime, as if I cannot simply do nothing, as if I have to keep going and going, pushing and pushing, and doing more and more. Is this feeling familiar to you? Sometimes you may do a lot of things to manage your stories that you are not good enough. Sometimes you may do a lot of things to prove yourself to others. Sometimes you may do a lot of things to be seen by others, to be accepted by others. I know that doing what you deeply care about comes with thoughts about not being good enough, and with that special feeling, that special sense of urgency, the sense that you have to push and push yourself harder and harder all the time. That's a super, super tricky feeling to act on when you are prone to high-achieving actions. But here is the big but. This urge to rush to work harder and harder and to move quickly into your next project is another choice point for you to check which game you are playing and to also check how you want to live your life. If you want to revisit the topic of choice points, you can go back to episode 4 in this audio guide, and you can also read the section, The Workability Game, in the book. There is always going to be a next, your next move, your next project, your next gathering, your next invitation, your next conversation. But just because there is a next, or because that feeling comes with a sense of urgency, that doesn't mean that you have to always act on it. That doesn't mean that you always have to work harder and harder. Playing the workability game invites you to have flexible actions, no fast actions. Going back to my story, instead of rushing into doing land, I stepped back and did nothing. And when I say I did nothing, I literally mean it. Instead of rushing to do the next thing, I asked myself, what is this urge about? What's behind this urge to do more? What's behind this urge to fill up my time? A lot of spontaneous thoughts show up. Should I write a book? What if I work on another audio guide? Should I work on the online class? Should I prepare a year of talks? Do I start making videos? Should I grow the podcast? But I don't like social media. What if I interview more people with a different angle on fear? And as those thoughts kept coming, I asked myself, if I do any of those things, what's really behind them? What's that sense of urgency about? My head got louder and louder. There were thoughts in so many directions. I closed my eyes and grounded myself. As I tried to ground myself, a couple of alerts sounded from my laptop. I felt irritated. I hear my kitty snoring. I hear the sound of the heater in the background. The beeps of a construction truck in the back of my building. All those sounds came with a tension in my stomach. I went back to my breathing. I readjusted my posture again, lifted my shoulders and rolled them to the back and then to the front. Another thought showed up. I'm just doing my best to ground myself, and the world keeps interrupting me. I closed my eyelids again, took a deep breath, and reminded myself to radically accept that I was feeling irritated, stressed, and annoyed. I acknowledged that I was going through a rough moment. I told myself, Patricia, it's rough right now. I intentionally slowed down my breathing again. I adjusted my posture again. I told myself, Patricia, this is a messy moment. Let's take it for what it is, and let's be gentle. My eyes got watery. And as my eyes got watery, I did my best to accept this imperfect moment as it was. I noticed the feeling of frustration moving between my chest and my abdomen. I noticed my mind saying, I just want to ground myself, and it feels so hard to do so. I coached myself again. Gentle, Patricia, gentle. Do your best to make room for that inside noise. Make room for that feeling. I knew how important it was to ground myself. It was those 5 minutes of stillness and compassion that prepared me to navigate the rush to push for more and more. The truth is that without those intentional moments of stillness, my mind feels as if it's in a bubble. It doesn't feel nice. And I can honestly tell you that I don't feel comfortable with myself in those moments. I share this moment of stuckness with you so you can see how important it is for you to coach yourself and ground yourself when wrestling with that urge to jump into your next and to do more and more. If you're a maker, a doer, a creator, a person with a good track record, or a person that makes things happen, a go-getter, You know how it feels to be preoccupied with getting things moving. It's easy to keep going. It's easy to act on that sense of urgency. It's easy to keep pushing yourself and jump into the next project without thinking twice or without checking what's driving that urge or how it works for you. Pause and play. I know, firsthand, that dealing with proneness to excel, to achieve, to give your best, and to play the workability game also comes with learning to be still, to sit with not knowing, to be with ambiguity, to make room for that push to do more and more, as it is, without judging it, without trying to get rid of it, but nurturing it and holding it as part of your proneness to striving actions. So, when you're having that rush feeling, whoosh, whoosh, you need to step back and check. Am I masking my fears? Am I running away from my stories? Am I trying to prove myself to others? Am I attached to a goal? Am I attached to an outcome? Am I approaching or avoiding a value? The temptation to do things right and perfect will show up again and again. You will deliberate on what's the best coffee machine to buy for way too long. You will agree to help your friends with their projects when you haven't finished yours. But now you know that you can play the workability game. And now you know that you need practice and practice and practice times infinite. Psychological skills are like all other skills in your life, like writing, dancing, playing sports, and so forth. The difference is that you can practice psychological skills all the time, no matter where you are, who you live with, or what time of the day it is. Your mind may try to put things into neat categories, good or bad, right or wrong, success or failure. Your mind may tell you to cut your losses, call it quits, and dwell on shame for hours. But remember that you can always go back to play the workability game over and over. You can always choose which game to play. So, watch your mind, watch the thoughts that come and go, and choose again. At the end of the day, this is your life we're talking about, so go and live it.